Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a six-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. AJ, Ali, and I have been friends on Facebook for quite a long time, and I don't know why this is the first time I've had you on my show, AJ.
I don't know why either. I've been waiting by the phone all this time.
I know. What's up with that? So let's get started a little bit about, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll jump into your Wellness 101 TV, but how did you get started in cancer awareness and cancer advocacy?
Well, unfortunately, my brother went through a cancer battle for 13 years from 85 to 98, and he passed away in 1998. He had Hodgkin's lymphoma. Battled valiantly and just really gave it everything he had. And it was during that time that I really kind of dove into the wellness world to look for alternative treatments because I just saw the horrific side effects that he was experiencing. And I really believe that alternative should not be called alternative. I think that should be the first thing that we look at, the holistic ways of treating disease and also treating our health so that we can look at things from a perspective of prevention and wellness. And I've also had several other relatives that have either died of cancer or have been through it. My wife is a survivor, my mm-hmm. mother, one of our daughters, and, you know, just the every time I have a family member or a friend go through it, it just forces me to go deeper into the end of that pool and learn mm-hmm. as much as I can and hopefully share as much as I can about wellness.
So, and you started doing golf charity events for cancer, is that correct?
Yeah, I started that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I started a company called Eclipse that was for events and media production. So it's we produce film and TV and music through that, but we've also produced hundreds of golf events and raised over $25 million for charities all over the country. I'm not doing as much of the golf these days, although I did have an event on June 5th that raised some money for not only the charity that my wife and I started, but also another group, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Maryland.
How many millions of dollars?
25.
Oh, is that all?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Only 25? You can't set your sights, you raise the bar a little, AJ?
Well, maybe 25.1. So, it's like a friend of mine is a comedian out in L.A., and he's got a bit about some guy counting the number of ants, and he comes back and comes up with some even number, like 4 trillion ants, and, you know, it's, yeah.
So tell me about your latest venture. Now you have a wellness101tv.com, and I see you have this sweet ride.
Yeah,
you're going across the country.
That, huh?
Yeah, I do like that.
Well, I've got to give a shout out to Raul Cleveland at Gen X Motors in Melbourne, Florida. He provided the vehicle. He did the wrap. Awesome. He is the epitome of a socially aware entrepreneur who is doing this not only out of the goodness of his heart, but it's just plain smart business to help the community. And so we've got a campaign going, and this is the launch of a new program, a new multimedia program to promote wellness on many different levels. And, yes, I'm in that vehicle for 101 days going to all 50 states. I have to fly to Hawaii.
Well, yeah.
Fly to Alaska.
If you drove to Hawaii, that would be amazing. I'm just saying.
That would be newsworthy.
That would be very newsworthy. So how many states have you visited so far, or are you just starting today?
Just starting. We started last week. This is officially day number 8, and I'm in Georgia right now at beautiful Callaway Gardens.
Oh, no, that sounds like a golf course, is it?
Oh, gosh. They have golf courses. They so much more than that as well. It is one of the most amazing family vacation spots in the United States, maybe in the world.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, how did you get this idea to go 101 days across 50 states?
Well, it was either this or buy a Corvette, and I can't afford a Corvette. So, you know, midlife crisis. I turned 50 last September, and I had to do something crazy. So, I really love to travel. I love golf. I love helping people. And when it came time to launch this program, there were so many people that I haven't seen in so long that I really, truly, deeply care about and love. I figured, you know, this is the absolute perfect time. There are 50 states. I'm 50 years old. I might as well go to all of them and play golf in all of them and see all these people that I haven't seen in a while. And you know what I'm doing? I'm treating it like I have, and I hate to say this, but the reality is a lot of people get faced with the words, you have 6 months to live.
Right.
They hear that from a doctor. And so I decided I'm going to treat 6 months like I heard those words.
Awesome.
And what would I do? You know, and people don't think about that until they're faced with the doctor saying that to them. And I want to just put that in front of people and ask them, what would you do if you had 6 months to live? What would you do differently? Who would you go see? What would you tell them? What kind of legacy would you want to leave? And I simply want to challenge people to live a healthier lifestyle and take control of their health as much as they possibly can.
Now, are you doing this trip by yourself, or is your wife coming with you? Or,
you know, I wish she was with me 24/7. We just simply can't afford for both of us to be on the road right now. And so I'm hoping that some of your listeners will buy a Wellness 101 hat or one of my books, or donate money to for a young person to go through a seminar. We love to teach together, and my hope is that somewhere, you know, in the 15 to 20 state range, she'll be able to join me for most of the rest of the trip, and so we can teach people together.
So let's talk about that. You are you do have a GoFundMe page. So we'll get right into the meat and potatoes, because everyone, you know, so you're going on this trip, and any kind of trip across the country to help people costs money, and you know.
Yeah.
I'm no millionaire, or else, you know, you'd have that plane ticket already to Hawaii.
Oh, bless you.
But, you know, how I'm looking at your page, GoFundMe.com/Wellness101. What, what kind of things can people do to help you out?
Well, there's all kind of great things they can do. You know, there's everything from a $5 donation to helping put, I think it's like 37.5 miles worth of gasoline in the vehicle, to becoming a national category exclusive sponsor. We've got a few of those on board that are sponsoring. I just picked up a sponsorship from a company called Golf Now, which is owned by the Golf Channel.
Oh yeah, I've seen those ads on TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, they're wonderful ads.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sponsoring a lot of the rounds of golf, and I'm using those rounds of golf to spend quality time with either someone who's going through a really, really rough time, or or a CEO or some kind of media or influencer. So we're using those strategically to either wrap our arms around someone who needs it, or to reach someone who can help further the mission. And you know, we're just looking for support, you know, in all forms. Some of the hotels are donating the stay and food and other things, and you know, just some of those things aren't listed on there, but they're really helping to cut the cost down quite a bit. And because I'm definitely not well off. My wife and I pretty much gave everything we had over the past 8 years of running the Marathon of Miracles nonprofit that we started, and that was started during her cancer battle, breast cancer battle. So cancer has unfortunately taken a lot from us, including our finances, but it didn't take our passion for life and for loving each other and loving on other people to help other families. And you know, if you looked at my bank account, you're absolutely crazy for wanting to do this, but I believe that someone does not have to be a millionaire in order to make a difference.
It's true.
And I believe that if you just put one foot in front of the other and you keep on doing that and you do that with a true heart, that other people will eventually step up and join you and make things happen.
And when did you start your GoFundMe page?
Well, we started it a while back, but we were fiddling around with it and changing it and tweaking it. And the one thing that I wish you could do on that site is have it. So I made the mistake of taking it live when I first started messing around with it before we got the word out to folks really. And so it's been up there for a little while, but now the journey is in its eighth day, and we've actually had some folks that have made some offline contributions, mostly in kind stuff,
right?
You know, and so those aren't really reflected in there, but the use of the vehicle and the stays at these incredible places and things like that would make it just cost prohibitive for me if I had to pay for that. So I'm really thankful to our sponsors.
Right. Now, how did you pick your path across the country?
It's there's no easy way to get to all 50 states.
No, there isn't.
So I finally just figured out, okay, I'm just going to zigzag. I'm just going to go up and down and across. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing. I started in Florida. In Melbourne Beach, where I picked up the vehicle, and I went to this absolutely wonderful, wonderful place in Howie in the Hills, Florida, and I was there for 2 days. It's called Mission Inn Resort and Club, family-owned for 50 years, and one of their two golf courses has been around for almost 100 years, and this place, I'll tell you, we're going to do something special there. They've already invited us to come there in November to do a Wellness 101 Transformation Weekend, and the details are going to be coming out soon, but I'm going to make this something special for people, families who are going through some kind of medical crisis or have been through something and need to, to have something to jumpstart the family again, and that's going to be an incredible weekend in November.
Wow. So will that be in any state, or you have a state in mind?
We're gonna do that in at Mission Inn in Florida. We're also going to be doing something at the Clarion Resort Fontainebleau Hotel in Ocean City, Maryland, owned by Dr. Lenny Berger, who's absolutely amazing guy. He was a family practice doctor for many years and then retired and then got into the hotel business. We're talking with Callaway Gardens as well because they're very interested in what we're doing, and they've got some phenomenal wellness programs. So it's likely that we'll have five or six locations for weekend-long programming in the fall, and then carrying that into the spring and then getting ready for the launch of our TV show in the fall of next year.
Wow, TV show. So my big question is, where are you going to be in Michigan? Since that's where I am.
That's a good question. In fact, I've got a couple of folks there now who are asking me for my exact itinerary. So I have to come see you.
Yes.
I know that. And there's a couple other folks. There's a guy by the name of William Maloney that I have to see, who's a wonderful guy, and a few others. So I'll hopefully put that together in the next couple of days. I do know when I'm going to be there. I just don't know the exact date, the exact locations.
Okay. All right. That's good. So TV, will this be internet TV for now? Because I see you have some things on your Wellness 101 TV page. Now, are these, besides you, Drew Davidson, is that a golfer? Mm-hmm. Or is that who is that?
Drew is he's an interesting guy. He's a Billboard charted jazz artist. He's a contemporary jazz guitarist, one of the best. So he's a celebrity in that world, but he's also lost over 100 pounds and totally transformed his physique over the past few years. He was doing that through a level of nutrition and a lot of fitness, but when he and I really started to become close friends, I challenged him to go organic, and he took that challenge, and that took him to a whole nother level that he could feel and he's doing great. And now he's teaching people. So he's one of the co-hosts, and there's a handful of people that I've identified already as co-hosts for the show, so that we can start to build that brand, even though it won't be on air for another, 14 months or so, 14, 16 months. But we're starting with putting raw or minimally produced videos on YouTube and Facebook and other social media, and then we'll start to do some fully produced segments.
Nice.
And then we'll have the TV deal in place by next summer, and then we'll have the show on the air next fall.
Wow, like actual television stations or internet?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, the internet's a great medium for getting word out, and I've done both. I've worked on TV shows and mm-hmm. other media that have been shown on the internet, but also broadcast, and broadcast isn't dead, or cable's, not dead.
Right.
People still like to have that, flip through those channels and see it on the bigger screen, and quite frankly, that's where the big sponsor dollars are as well. So, we're looking to have a show that will be on television and then also accessible 24/7 through the internet.
Wow, that's amazing. That's awesome.
It's hard to get something on the air. But,
yes.
But if you look at some of the stuff that's out there, that gives me hope.
I don't know what you mean. Yes, I know what you're saying. You look at some of these shows and it's like, okay, so not only is this poorly produced, but someone had to say, you know what? That looks great. Now I'm going to put that on the air. And you're like, what were they thinking? Exactly. I know what you're saying, because I worked in a TV production for a number of years, and it's just the thought of some of the things that stay on for years and years, and the things that are great and are just a blip on the radar. You're like, why?
Right.
So,
right.
And there's not, I watch a lot of daytime TV, so I can't say that for sure, but I don't think there's a lot of shows like what you're talking about.
There are not nearly enough. Mm-hmm. And if I can do a comparison,
yes.
There's a show on CNN.
Okay.
That is a travelogue show, and it's called Parts Unknown. Anthony Bourdain.
Oh,
Parts
yes.
Unknown.
Yes.
It's a brilliant show. He's entertaining, dry sense of humor. They show some amazing off the beaten path things. We want to do some of that. We don't want to be a glossy, over the top, sexy show where people can't identify
right.
with it. We want to be more real and hopefully come across as people who care and people who are accessible. To that extent, we're going with a model of not only hosts and co-hosts for the show, but we're picking ambassadors for the program. And mm-hmm. by the time the show airs, we'll have ambassadors, Wellness 101 ambassadors in every major city in America. And these are people that if someone watches the show and then they want to find a local chiropractor or nutritionist or personal trainer or mental coach or any other wellness-oriented professional, they'll be able to find someone who's tied in with the Wellness 101 network.
So you'll be making those contacts while you're hitting all 50 states, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we're talking with people right now. So if there's anyone listening who is a wellness expert and they find the idea to be attractive and they want to get on board and do some things with us, the door's open. We're talking with folks right now.
Awesome. So you got it going on. You must have I can picture your, if you had a navigator, you would be in the passenger seat. The other person would be driving, and you'd have one of those laptops, and you would just be typing and finding everybody that you need. Because that's kind of like what I picture you need. Like, if Google Glass could, be as they see in the future, you could just, find people that way and be like, okay, well, I need this, and I need, I need a hotel, and, a fitness person, well, I'll be in Chicago, and that kind of thing. I think, you really have your hands full, and I think it's going to be an amazing show.
Well, I sure hope so, because I look at things like the Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Mm-hmm.
undercover boss and things like that, and they're so inspirational, you know.
Right.
America's Got Talent, you know, what an amazing show, and I want to do something that's inspiring, that will get people motivated to make a change in their life and for their family and for their community, and you know, anyone who believes in that, then they should come on board and help create something special.
Well, and especially all of your short little videos here, it's something that everyone can do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because a lot of times people look at these shows and they're like, well, look at all those crazy ingredients. So I'm a big fan of Top Chef. It's like, there's no way I'm going to, you know, find prosciutto and shrimp in my kitchen and just like whip up some kind of like fancy schmancy little dish. But, you know, you can teach someone the basics of how to start getting better. And, you know, it's just baby steps from there until, you know, they either run a 5K or realize, wow, I've just eaten healthy for the last week. And I never thought I could do that on the budget that I have.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, that is the biggest lie in America, that you can't eat healthy on a budget.
Oh,
you know, there are things called coupons and sales and even, heaven forbid, someone grow a garden, you know.
What?
40 years ago, everybody had a garden.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My parents had a garden. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And neighbors would share different things. You know, one grew tomatoes, the other grew cucumbers, and they share. And so we need to get back to some of that, get our hands dirty, put our hands back in the soil, and realize where real food comes from. And I've seen the difference, even with my sister's children and others, just in terms of a change in nutrition, and all of a sudden, you know, just night and day, you know, they're all doing absolutely incredibly well. I'm so proud of them, and she's so hardworking and so amazing, and but she had a time in her life when she felt like she couldn't, you know, take the time, didn't have the time to do that, and they ate a lot of fast food, and that was, you know, you could tell in their behavior, and you can really tell the difference in someone. I mean, who doesn't get a food headache from time to time, right? Or get a slow rundown feeling when they eat the wrong thing.
Exactly.
And so what you put in your body really, really does make a difference night and day.
And if people would look at the cost of fast food versus, you know, the cost of eating healthy, they would see that they're probably saving money on the long run. And like you said, if you cheat, you know, everybody once in a while goes to the fast food place and have a burger, you know, a couple hours after that, you're just like, oh, why didn't I make that salad? Because now my stomach is just, you're just feeling like you have a ton of bricks in your stomach. Whereas if you ate something healthy that you knew, okay, take an extra 5 minutes out of your schedule that you don't think you have to go to the store and get something healthy, that, you know, you'd be like, oh, I should have made that, you know, nice piece of chicken or that nice piece of fish.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be feeling all, like you said, lethargic and sitting on the couch going, oh, what have I done?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's, I don't know if this works for everyone, but for me, it's almost therapy. It's not almost, it is. It's therapy. You know, when I'm making something, there's value in that. And when one of the favorite things I love to do is make lunch for my wife. It's a simple thing, but I think she appreciates it. And I get a lot of enjoyment out of serving her in that way. And you know, we try to do that 4 or 5 times a week. And, you know, it's just the food that we eat, if we prepare it, if we take the time to do that, it can literally bring families closer together.
And if there's, you know, one of your favorite restaurants and they have a healthy meal, I think it's kind of fun trying to figure out, oh, well, they, you know, they made that salad or that piece of protein with some kind of spices. I think it's fun to have your family try to figure that out at home and then make it for themselves. Because think of all the money you'll save if you don't go to, you know, whatever restaurant and get, oh, yeah, well, they have that great steak there with that seasoning. Well, I'm going to try to figure out how to make that at home.
Right. Yes.
You know, and the savings on everything, the savings on, you know, gas and getting there, and, you know, not saying that servers obviously deserve to be tipped, but there's that. There's just the whole gamut of thing. I mean, in the long run, you'll be saving money and getting healthy, which is, like, you know, the most important thing. And like you said, you're driving across country because, you know, there's a need. There's an obesity epidemic in this country, which I think is kind of silly, you know.
Yeah, it really is. And we have so much going for us here, and we squander and just we don't make good use of mm-hmm. a lot of the resources that we have, including our own bodies. And you know, so if someone sees me and sees me in that SUV and it's got the big graphics on there, you know, I encourage them to come grab me and let's do some push-ups or take a trail walk or something active.
Are you going to be filming that with like a GoPro or something? Your push-ups and stuff?
You know, I've got a couple of cameras with me, and mm-hmm. and we're filming, and
awesome.
We've got some stuff that we're putting up tomorrow from Mission Inn and Callaway Gardens, so you'll be able to see that on our Facebook page.
Excellent.
Wellness 101 TV.
Now, before I let you go, because we only have about 5 minutes left, True Champions 30-Day Challenge book.
Mm-hmm.
When did you write that?
That was a 7-year labor of love, and that was published in 2009. Mm-hmm. And Vera Jones is my co-author, Syracuse Basketball Hall of Famer, and we have 30 stories in there. She wrote half, and I wrote half, and it's been helping a lot of people. We just had about 30 people from a church go through that together and saw some incredible things happen. We've seen people come off of medications, people
nice.
Lose weight, relationships get stronger. And we just challenge people through that book to pick 3 things, one for the mind, one for the body, one thing for the spirit, to bench if they're not good for them and replace them or put into the game 3 things that are good for them.
Oh, that's an awesome idea.
It's been pretty cool, and the stories are, if you like sports,
mm-hmm.
you'll love it. If you don't like sports, you'll probably still enjoy the stories because there's humor and just things that we deal with on an everyday basis, winning, losing, anger, frustration, you name it, those things that we deal with are featured in that book.
And I'm sure everyone will be able to relate to something in the book. Like you said, even if you don't like sports. Unlike me, I love sports, but even if you don't, you'd be like, oh yeah, I can totally do that, or you know, mind, body, and spirit. That's excellent.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'll give you an example. Billy
yes.
Blanks, the Ty
mm-hmm.
Mo guy, you know, great guy. He has a story in there that I interviewed him on, and he talks about faith, and he talks about his assistant, and if he tells his assistant, hey, you look really, really hungry, why don't you go get some food? And she says, oh, that's okay, I'll get through, and she doesn't do it. She doesn't act on it. She has faith that she's going to have the energy, but she doesn't act on it and go eat, then she's going to wither away and die of starvation.
Right.
And so if you look at that in life, and we have faith about doing things, but we don't act on it, then we're not going to get the result that we're looking for.
That's true. And the result that you're looking for is finding amazing CEOs to help you out and survivors along your 50-state journey of 101 days, which I think is crazy, but awesome. crazy awesome, I should say.
It is crazy.
So tell people how they can get a hold of you, donate. You have that GoFundMe page. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, GoFundMe.com/Wellness101.
Mm-hmm.
The Facebook page is Facebook.com/Wellness101TV. And the website is Wellness101TV.com.
And we're going to see you. People should expect to see. What kind of car is that? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's a Ford Escape.
Ford Escape.
And,
it has
yep.
Wellness 101, just like the interstate sign. It has the Golf Now channel. It has... I don't know who this, there's a lady doing splits on there, which, you know, everyone should aspire to try to do that. I play hockey, I can't even get that. But, I mean, you'll notice this cool white car with the Wellness 101 logo on the back. You should stop, if you see AJ anywhere with this car, you should stop by and say hello and help him out, because everybody needs to get healthy.
You know, it would be the biggest kick if one of your listeners were to, you know, pull me over, run me off the road or something while I'm driving down the interstate. That would be fun.
Well, I don't think they should run you off the road, but I don't think that would be a good idea. But yes, definitely, they should definitely get a hold of you, AJ. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mel Majoros. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie, Mel Majoros. Check out my Facebook page of The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. Check out my blogspot, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.